Welcome to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the digital ocean to bring you the pearls of modern technology. I'm Alex, the one who decrypts the tech jargon for you.
And I'm Jamie, here to ask the questions you're probably thinking so you don't have to. Today, we're embarking on an adventure through the world of full-stack development with the MERN stack. It's going to be a journey from MongoDB all the way to React, with some Express and Node.js in between.
That's right, Jamie. The MERN stack is a powerhouse combination for building modern web apps. Think of it as the Swiss Army knife in a developer's toolkit.
A Swiss Army knife, huh? So if I wanted to build, say, a social media platform for cats, would MERN be my go-to?
Exactly, Jamie. Whether it's a sophisticated platform for feline friends or a high-tech e-commerce site, MERN's got you covered. Let's break it down, starting with MongoDB. It's a NoSQL database that stores data in flexible, JSON-like documents. Imagine it as a huge, organized filing cabinet where you can easily find and manage your documents.
A tidy filing cabinet sounds like a dream. But what about when my cat platform goes viral? Can MongoDB handle the fame?
Absolutely. MongoDB scales with your needs, making it perfect for handling large volumes of data. And when it comes to building the server side of your app, that's where Express.js and Node.js come in.
Oh, let me guess. Express is like the express lane at the supermarket, but for handling web requests?
Spot on, Jamie. Express streamlines the process of building server-side applications. It's lightweight and flexible, allowing you to write less code while doing more. Combined with Node.js, which lets you run JavaScript on the server, you've got a powerful back-end setup.
I'm loving this express lane already. But we can't forget about the front end. How does React fit into this?
React is the cherry on top. It's a library for building user interfaces, especially dynamic content that changes without having to reload the whole page. So for your cat social media site, React makes it easy to create an interactive, seamless experience for your users.
Ah, the perfect user experience. But Alex, building this sounds like a lot of work. How do we manage all these pieces?
Great question, Jamie. The beauty of MERN is in its cohesion. Each technology has its role, but they all speak JavaScript, making it smoother for developers to build and iterate quickly. Plus, there are tons of resources and tools in the ecosystem to help speed up development.
Speaking of speed, I heard we can get a MERN app up and running in minutes. Is that true?
Absolutely. With a few command lines, you can set up your project, connect your database, and start serving your React frontend. It's like magic, but cooler because it's technology.
Magic, you say? I guess that makes us tech wizards. But even wizards encounter challenges. What are some common pitfalls with MERN?
Ah, the dark arts of development. One common issue is unoptimized database queries, which can slow down your app. But fear not, with proper indexing and pagination, your database will be flying.
Flying databases, got it. And security? I want to keep those cat profiles safe.
Security is paramount. Implementing best practices like input validation, using JWT for authentication, and HTTPS ensures your app is both safe and sound. MERN gives you the tools, but it's up to you to use them wisely.
Wise words indeed. It seems like with MERN, the possibilities are endless.
They truly are, Jamie. Whether you're building the next big social platform or a revolutionary e-commerce site, MERN provides a flexible, efficient, and scalable approach to full-stack development.
Well, folks, it looks like we've reached the end of our journey through the MERN stack. Alex, any final words of wisdom for our aspiring MERN developers?
Keep building, stay curious, and don't be afraid to experiment. The MERN stack is a powerful ally in your development journey. And remember, the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast is here to guide you through the tech wilderness.
Thanks, Alex, and thank you, listeners, for tuning in. If you enjoyed our tech trek, be sure to subscribe for more episodes. Until next time, keep nerding out.